Hi, this is a physical examination and a continuation of the dedication 0409-073. Data service is 331-220 new patient visit. Cassandra Hall, date of birth 1766. Physical examination is followed. Blood pressure 146 over 31. Pulse 80, respiratory rate 18, temperature 96.1, height 5'2", weight 318, pulse of 91. The patient is a 55-year-old African-American female of a good bit nutrition, very obese, alert, oriented, cooperative, and cautious, eating comfortably, and well-nourished. Do not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. The patient has good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well with the, without the help of any active device like a better walker. The rest of the exam is for the template, including neurological information. Assumption that are found to completely normal. The infection and dilation in plus current examination the template null, spine tenderness is present, except the right tailbone area. L5-F1. Peripheral muscle spasm is present. In L1 to L5 bilaterally without trigger points, but with slight tenderness, spasm, and 1 plus hypertonicity. The range of motion, the cervical spine range of motion is normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60. Bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion 30, extension 10. Bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension is slightly painful. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Scott sign is negative, Lerman test is negative, distinction test is negative, Soto-Hall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, the Grudzinski Kernick test is negative. Slight vessel test is positive at 20 degrees. Contralateral vessel test is positive. Bregar test is negative. Kemp test is positive. Davis test is negative. Sacroiliac joint, right sacroiliac joint is fine, moderately tender. Training flex test negative, compression test negative, distraction test negative. Save test is positive on the right, dorsal test is positive on the right. The extremities examination, the left wrist and the right knee and right hand. Right hand, rest of the extremities, including both the shoulder, elbows, right wrist, right hand, left hip, left knee, left ankle are all completely normal, warm to touch, well perfused with no tenderness, fetal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. Range of motion of rest of the joints is normal, cortex is negative, no leg discrepancy is noticed, the gait is normal, slight limping due to the right knee pain. Otherwise, she is able to walk reasonably well without a cane or adaptive device. Examination of the left wrist and hand shows the following. On inspection and palpation, no swelling, deviation, notice no muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fracture, no angulation deformity, no atrophy of thin or prominence is noticed. Muscle weakness is not present. Is present 4 by 5. The grip is slightly poor. Motor power 4 by 5. Sensations are intact. Reflexes are normal. Range of motion is normal. Peripheral pulses are normal. Carpal tunnel compression tests were conducted. The Tinel sign and Salen sign are found positive. Median compression is also possible. Examination of the left knee reveals no scar erythema effusion on inspection, and mild tenderness is noticed on palpation. It's mild swelling, but doesn't feel thermal cold. The rapid grinding noise, range of motion is completely normal at 135. The collar tournaments are intact, motor power norm, valgus are abnormally present, and the posterior is negative. Memory is negative. Better apprehension father. The right ankle and foot are also found to be completely normal with normal range of motion. No other fracture, continuum, nothing. Peripheral pulse is normal. Peripheral circulation normal, functions intact. Diagnosis. General 110 V89.2 XST CMS R51 R42 F09.0 XA FT1.1 Nerves M79.12 Muscles M60.9 Ligaments M5.0 lower extremity left knee, M25.562. Spine, plus 6 spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, 54.14, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA. Lumbar spine, M46.1 on the right side, M99.04, S33.5XXA. Plan care for Cassandra Hall is on the template. The medications and non-narcotic are provided as follows. Naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for relieving the muscle spasm trigger points by increased circulation and healing. Lidocaine gel percent is provided 200 g for topical pain relief. For the pain for headaches, a patient provided pain fioset 1 to a basic hour PRS. 75 tablets for height relief. Narcotic pain medication, Tylenol with codeine number 3 is provided to the pain which is severe, affecting the sleep and the function. 20 tablets. Non-pharmacologic modalities, home exercise, yes, referral to psychiatry, yes, fitness club, yes. Refer the available MR and other imaging records. None of them are available. Interventional procedures are not being considered this time. Surgical options, none. Referral to neuropsych, none. Standard care case worker also is not warranted. Hospital records are ordered release from the hospital, both. Investigations. We are ordering a MRI for the 6 spine and lumbar spine to identify the pathology in the spine so that a correct treatment plan can be instituted. DMS. Patient is provided with the brain, neck is 10 series and the wrist. The place for left. Education is weight program is disability. The patient is disabled for work and work replacement, transportation help. Follow visit in 10 days. direct contact, yes. Thank you very much.